The NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Thursday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin' S. Emma.
Yay, it's already Friday Eve.
Yeah, man.
Yay. Yay, Thursday.
And apparently we get a, remember, aloha tomorrow, whatever that means.
It means hello, goodbye, and I love you.
I don't think any of those things are applicable tomorrow.
No, I don't think so either.
They're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they tried at this staff meeting to say, oh, and by the way, you get Aloha Friday coming up. Everyone gets to leave at 2.
We're like, cool story, bro. We're already off at 2.
Yeah, we get here in the middle of the night. Like, so,
what good does that do us?
And then, and remember, in the whole, like, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. We're both like, okay.
Where's our benefit now?
Yeah. And the people who are on the air after 2 don't get to go home.
Nah.
I don't know why they're talking to us about that. We have actual shifts that we need to stick to. And I don't know if anyone down there needs to go home at 2.
Right.
Does this mean we wear Hawaiian stuff?
Or I don't know. Are we supposed to have Hawaiian shirts?
You can't, I mean, like, throw out Aloha Friday and then
not
just
commit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to feel a certain way about that depending on what goes on tomorrow. But, yeah, you and I, that's when we get off work. So, thanks, guys.
That's question mark.
Awesome. When's our Aloha Friday?
That's awesome.
I'm so stoked. Everything is awesome.
Man, they're using that in a commercial.
I know.
What is that about? Are they allowed to do that?
I don't know, because I don't know where it came from. I don't know. I mean, I guess they own the rights to it, depending on, I think, what? The Lego Movie is probably owned by Disney. Is that on ABC, maybe?
I don't know who owns it, but yeah.
The commercial?
Yeah, I believe that's where I saw it was on ABC.
But yeah, but it's the slow version of, you know, like,
yeah.
It's, yeah, I saw that.
Word for word. I was just like, yo, isn't that from the Lego Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all allowed to do that?
It's definitely a remix.
For sure.
A reissue of something.
Did you get into anything exciting yesterday?
Let's see here.
If you didn't, you don't got to talk about it.
I'm
I just
want
to hear exciting stuff only.
Trying to fix my fish tank.
It doesn't seem exciting.
It is infuriating. I don't know what's wrong with it. I keep changing. I've changed the filter system. I changed the filter. I took everything out, cleaned it. Still kind of cloudy. I don't know what's going on. Then Beefcake came over. That was exciting.
Beefcake must have broke our microphones. I couldn't do my night show last night.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What happened?
I couldn't do it. It wasn't letting me talk into it. We had problems. It's working now.
Seems like it is.
I know.
Thank God.
Beefcake must have had too much hot fire on his show yesterday.
Probably.
There's no coming back from that. I don't even know if Al did his show yesterday. I mean, it's hard to follow behind Beefs.
I don't think he knows either, probably. Can't ask him about it.
He's busy doing rails of marijuana.
Yeah, he's doing the pot or whatever he called. Taking pot.
Yeah, taking pot.
He's so weird.
One rail at a time.
One rail. We're like, I don't think you put it in lines.
No,
well, no, only in lines for me.
It's like, you got a different type of drug situation, sir.
So anyway.
So your fish tank is floundering.
We don't have to. Yes, that's funny. Yeah, we don't have to talk about it, but that's just really on my mind right now. But
right.
Yeah, Beefcake came over. It was tight. And then Icky and I chilled and I made some macaroni, which I'm pretty good at. Still not excited, are you?
No, then, I'm not riveted yet.
We watched some stuff.
I depend on you for riveting information.
And then my neighbor yelled at my dog.
That sounds exciting.
That happens sometimes. And he minds his own business, sort of. I mean, his business is protecting the house, and he's all chained up out there. So he doesn't need to be yelled at or scolded by people walking by.
You sound like your boy Ryan Lochte, though, might be in a bit more trouble, though.
Now, this sounds interesting.
Right?
I can't wait to talk about this, because I've got all sorts of speculation.
I'm telling you, like I was saying, the early detractors of his story were saying that they thought from jump this all sudden, before the reports actually came out that their stories conflicted and the details didn't match up with the three guys, there was people already speculating that he was doing this to try to get some shine because of his underwhelming performance in the Olympics compared to Michael Phelps. It's like, I don't know that that's his motivation.
Especially at that level and having that respect for your fellow Olympians and knowing that that's the final, that's all Phelps is going to have, and that was it. I think he respects that a little bit. I feel a certain way about the fact that it happened and then we didn't hear about it for a few days because they were like, no, nothing happened. But then when we asked our American, he went on to tell us what happened and then this all blew up. So I find it interesting that they were already saying, no, guys, nothing wrong here. And then he went on to continue that. So.
Well, did you see the surveillance footage, too, that they were showing around on the news this morning of them at, I want to say, an airport? They were getting screened at an airport about 2 hours after they were allegedly robbed and had a gun pointed at their face. And they're, like, horseplaying as if nothing had happened.
Well, I mean,
so it's not a very interesting
story.
Well,
yeah, but you can't judge how they should be acting after something like that.
Well, no, but if the judgment I'm making, if I'm even making a judgment yet at all, which I don't think that I am, just because the details still seem to be forthcoming, but it does sound quite suspicious that three dudes have such inconsistent stories.
There's definitely something missing, but I feel like something did happen. But I, like I said, I have some ideas. I'll tell you later.
The plot thickens. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we got your tease. Also, we got some music news. We got your sleaze. We got a dumbass of the day. And we got news and sports next.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rockin' Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
If there's anything that even remotely resembles a baby or a dog in your car, just know that someone might break the window to save it.
Oh, no.
Someone in Keene, New Hampshire called 911 a few weeks ago when they saw a baby trapped inside a hot car in a Walmart parking lot. And a cop named Jason Short rushed to the scene and saw the baby in the backseat of the car with a blanket on it. Jumped into action, shattered the window, and grabbed the baby. He says, quote, "She looked lifeless." So he started CPR him.
What?
And that's when he finally realized it was a doll. Bro, if you didn't realize that it was a doll until you started doing CPR, please resign.
Oh, my God. Or please don't have kids.
Yes, one or the other.
A Cabbage Patch Kid, he's giving it CPR. Wait a second.
The thing is in your hands. Something seems off. Is it just laying in the car? And you're like, all right, I'm just going to go ahead and give this thing CPR as it lays down.
You have to hold it.
Yeah, you touch it at some point.
That's a very real doll.
Was that your first time ever touching a baby-looking thing?
Right? Have you ever? God, no one.
Do you not know the difference between real skin?
No one hand him a baby.
Ever.
So he started CPR.
That's what he says in his own report.
And then when my face came in contact with the plastic, I realized that
something
was
amiss.
That's why there's no life. Turns out it's a doll.
Apparently, it is a very realistic looking doll. It's a $2,000 doll, but it is still an effing doll. There is most clear. I guarantee you are not able to make a realistic lifelike doll.
I gotta see this thing.
I would love to see this thing. He says, even though it was a doll, if he was ever in that situation again, he would do nothing different.
Even the doll they got for American Sniper was so obviously fake that Bradley Cooper, they're joking about it now, and Bradley Cooper even moved the little arm with his thumb just to give it some life because it was so fake looking, and that's for a movie.
Now, I will say, I've got the picture pulled up here of the doll, courtesy of WMUR9. It does kind of look like a baby, but it looks like a dead baby.
Well, maybe that's why you gave it CPR.
It could be. Like, the eyes are shut. The skin tone doesn't seem quite right, but that does look kind of realistic, right?
But that looks like a newborn baby.
Fresh out the womb.
Yeah, before it even settles the veins. You know, he still has the veins out and a little purple. I can see how especially in a panicked situation, because I was picturing a Cabbage Patch Kid.
That's kind of what I was picturing at first, too, until I saw the dog.
That looks like a newborn baby.
A little bit.
Maybe you shouldn't leave it in your car.
Yeah,
uncovered.
You should remove that.
Yeah, you probably should. In fact, it looks so real, I feel like it maybe was unsafe.
That's crazy, man. Even though it looks like that, what would it feel like? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm wondering. I wonder, well, and it was if it was wrapped in a blanket, he didn't really, like, pick it up, so we've got, I can give him that pass. Well, we don't know how to pick him up.
Yeah, correct.
But if it was wrapped in a blanket, I'm guessing he first grabbed it, realized it wasn't breathing, and then tried to put his mouth on it and then realized, well, that's not real at all. I'm guessing. I don't know.
I need to know how this went down. I've got so many questions and need answers.
I do too. It is freaky looking, though.
It is.
I got to give him a little bit of
I do feel...
And the effort's there. You can't get mad at that.
I do feel like a little more sympathetic to his confused state. Because it could probably pass for a real baby.
And at least we know he'll come to the rescue no matter what.
Ryan Lochte is changing his tune about the alleged real robbery, sort of, kind of, with new claims about the incident that do not jive with the story he told Billy Bush. First, Matt Lauer says Lochte now insists he did not have a gun pressed up against his forehead during the incident, but rather one of the gunmen was pointing the gun in his general direction. Lauer says he noticed one other difference when he spoke with the swimmer on the phone Wednesday night. Lochte now says he did not get pulled over by men posing as police, but rather two men approached their taxi while it was parked at a gas station where Lochte had used the restroom. Lochte says the crew tried to tell the taxi driver to go, but he wouldn't. Lochte says he feels the differences are nothing more than a traumatic mischaracterization. I'm sorry, bro, but that those are too drastic. That's like Brian Williams type stuff you're doing right there.
Well, and the second one with the taxi and the... That all seems pretty specific. Did the other guys say that too?
I don't know what their side of the story is yet, but that's kind of where, because the authorities in Brazil haven't really revealed what the other people are saying. They're just saying there is drastic inconsistencies.
And
so I'm thinking maybe the reason Ryan is changing his story now is because something the other dude said, so that way it can all match up.
That's why I was curious. And do we know what was taken from the other guys, or was it just Ryan? No,
and that was the crazy thing. They're saying that they weren't robbed; they didn't have anything taken.
Okay, this is my guess.
All right,
I feel like possibly they were out having a good time and possibly ventured into the idea of ladies of the night.
Okay,
and then got ripped off, and that's not something you can report or they would want to report. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing so far. That's number one in my head.
All right.
Of something went down, he lost his wallet, and they had to come up with something because whatever happened was just as worse, probably.
And much like you, I definitely think that they're lying about this. It's quite clear.
Yeah, but something happened.
But I don't think what some of the people on the internet are saying is true, where he made this whole charade up to try to get some kind of shine or get some kind of buzz. Yeah. I don't think that is the case at all.
No,
I think sort of like along the lines you're talking about, that this whole ruse has been brought about to try to cover up something else that legitimately happened that you can't maybe necessarily report.
And if it was someone else, I would say, and or drugs. But I don't think that, considering what they're there for in terms of the Olympics, I don't see them tracking down drugs. But another thing you can't really report, and that won't be reported by them, is the prostitution situation.
Well, and here's another little interesting tidbit, Em. Matthew Lauer says that he asked Ryan Lochte if he made the story up to cover up something else that actually happened that
there
the swimmers were doing that night.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan adamantly denied that.
Well, I don't think he's gonna be like, yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
don't
want
to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, we already caught you in a lie once. And do you think we're going to buy that you're not lying now?
Asking that question is just stupid. But I mean, I agree with it. I just rose it here with you. But asking him that, you can't imagine that he's
an honest answer. Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just report that or say that. Instead of asking him that, ask him questions he can give you answers to that you don't know.
Thank you, Captain Obvious, Matthew Lauer.
Hey, news alert. He doesn't want to tell us about the prostitution.
Allegedly. We don't know what's happening.
Breaking news. He doesn't want to talk about his drug dealer.
Could be. Don't know what is happening.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Something I found. Two lists. Hashtag Fave7 films and TV shows. It's a hashtag on Twitter, I guess. Several hashtag Fave7 hashtags trended on Twitter this week where people have been listing their seven favorite TV shows and movies and other stuff. It's a media consulting company called Physiology. Analyzed 100,000 posts under the hashtag. throughout a 14-hour period on Monday and found these to be the 10 most frequently listed movies. Just 14 hours on Monday, though. Jaws was number 10 on the films list. The Harry Potter movies came in at 9 and Fight Club at 8, but I can't talk about it.
Mm.
The Alien movies came in at 7, Goodfellas at 6, The Godfather movies at 5, The Empire Strikes Back at 4, The Shawshank Redemption at 3. People are talking about Pulp Fiction a lot, too. And The Dark Knight. That is a good one. Dark Knight's great.
Not a...
That's how I felt about Suicide Squad.
I can believe that.
Here we go with TV shows. Teen Wolf came in at 10, The Wire at 9, Orange is the New Black, I like that one, at number 8, Pretty Little Liars at 7, Lost at 6, The Office at 5, The Walking Dead at 4, 3, Friends, 2, Breaking Bad, not a surprise, and Game of Thrones, of course, number 1 on the hashtag.
I don't...
Fave that, 7 TV shows.
That list is...
Bunk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and it's only 14 hours on one day, too, so it's not
well,
like...
and also, too, it shows the age demos of people that are using Twitter.
Yeah.
Because Seinfeld is nowhere on there, which makes sense because most of the people on Twitter were not alive when Seinfeld...
I don't
Seinfeld.
See Blue Bloods, that's for sure.
CSI.
My mom's not up on the Twitter, so...
NCIS.
Joker got tricked. Suicide Squad star Jared Leto feels as though he was tricked into taking on the role of Joker in Warner Brothers' new comic book film, according to a recent report. The actor, who's also the lead singer, of course, of 30 Seconds to Mars, shared a few thoughts on his role during a Q&A. Let's see.
That report has actually been disproven as of yesterday afternoon. Yeah, it was some dumbass who, we talked about this on Rock's Comic Conversations. Mm-hmm. It is some dude who just took to Tumblr and the internet grabbed hold of it because they... sensationalize things. They took a couple of Jared Leto's comments, like F Warner Brothers or F them all, whatever he said.
Yeah.
That was about something completely un-Suicide Squad related. It was about some other movie that they were trying to pitch to him, and he was just like, nah, that's not going to work for me. F them all. Well, and they took that F them all and worked it into their
I don't know if this is the same story, but this is about the contract for Suicide Squad and other impending movies. Prohibit him from doing various dangerous activities, which is very normal that happens.
Yeah, the insurance costs.
Yeah, like rock climbing he likes to do. In response to the stipulation by Warner Brothers, they say Leto said F him. Is that the same?
That is the same. That's what he was actually saying, whereas the dude who originally posted the F him all or F Warner Brothers, he took that completely out of context and applied it to him saying that's what he was saying about Suicide Squad in his initial report.
Also makes it sound like... he was so, it said, got sort of tricked into being a part of something that had been pitched to him very differently. But then it says something about how he was overwhelmed by all the hate regarding the look and choices. But anyone going into that role, and I believe they warned them, especially Affleck, that all of these characters are very
near and dear to people.
Beloved, yes. And you will get a lot
correct.
Of, like, only backlash
correct.
Leading up to it. I don't know why they wouldn't tell him that or why he would be surprised by that.
He wasn't. And he actually, because somebody... It's Camp Mars. There's tons of people there. They're recording things.
Yeah.
So there's lots of clips of him, what he actually said in that Q&A. And he actually seemed to be at first taken aback, but then also very overwhelmed by the positive responses he'd received. There are people that dig what he brought to the table. So
they did not mention that.
Correct. And again, that's part of my problem with the fanboy culture online is they tend to do a lot of the... clickbait type stuff. They just completely will take quotes and rumors and stories out of context to try to make it fit whatever scenario they want.
And then drive it. Like, oh, he did say this.
Correct.
And he may have said that, but the way you write it then changes how it means or what it means.
And the thing that irritates me even more about that dude's initial report, he had the audacity to, after a day or so, a full news cycle of people taking his initial story he wrote about Jared Leto basically trashing Warner Brothers, and then had the nerve to turn the table on everybody else and say, well, I just told people what he said at the Q&A. You made the assumptions that it was about this as it is. It's like, no, I've read your story, bruh.
I just paraphrased and put it in the middle of my sentences.
What?
Well, and I was wondering, too, during this, during this story, because the only... parts, I mean, usually if they say something, make a statement, especially an important comment, It's usually the whole quote right here.
Correct.
Not just phrases from what he may have said in the middle of a different story.
Yeah, man.
It's right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Robot News, our favorite hackers. Yeah, just scored another year to take down E Corp. Nice. The hit USA Network drama Mr. Robot has been picked up for a third season. It's going to debut in 2017. The Emmy-nominated series is currently in its second season, which I cannot catch up on because they keep trying to charge me for the first episodes, which I think is so bunk. It's so dumb, too. You would think you'd want people to be able to catch on to a show and then want to watch the rest of them.
I'm going to... I made the conscious decision after watching last season that when and if Mr. Robot would come back when watching it in the future, I would only do it in binge situations. So I'm not watching this season until I can binge it.
Is it going to be on Netflix?
To be honest, I don't know. I know it's going to be on Hulu.
When is it going? Oh, okay. Well, when is it going to? When is the season going to wrap? Do we know? When?
They're on episode what? 5 right now? Maybe episode 6.
After the season wraps, when does it go to where it's free and I can watch?
Well,
it?
Hulu will have it. Hulu puts it up there each episode.
But Hulu won't really play.
Well, you gotta
straight from with my TV because it like always buffers.
I don't know how that
Netflix works with it.
Dodge
but
it.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a buffer.
I just need them to stop trying to charge me for it.
But with Hulu, I know each episode that it airs, within the next like 24 hours, they have it up on Hulu for you to check out. So,
and that's cool because I could catch up on it elsewhere, but I'm trying to show it to Ick, and I can't do that at home right now. So, it's so frustrating. Oh, yeah, and we got to say, holy nostalgia, Batman.
Yeah.
The Caped Crusader is returning to his 1960s television roots in a new animated feature film, Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders, featuring the voices, of course, of Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar. In the exclusive trailer, which you can look at now, Batman and Robin are seemingly on their way to a fiery death. I was going to play it in here so we could enjoy it, but it's a little over a minute, so we might have it.
But we do smell delicious.
The smell of death, Robin, I'm afraid.
He's so intense.
Yes, this is our last meal, Batman.
Then this is one time I would advocate starting with dessert.
I suppose it doesn't matter if we ruin our appetites now.
No, Robin. Dessert is a new Batman film.
Holy spoiler alert! Starring us?
Correct, Robin. We're back this fall in an all-new feature-length animated movie, Batman: Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Off the lunch tray.
Holy entree, Batman! What foes do we face?
Joker, Riddler, Penguin, and Catwoman. On Earth. And in space.
Wow! With the voices of Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar?
True. And a good crime fighter always keeps his fans informed. Stay tuned, citizens, to the Batmobile.
It was pumped when I saw that this came out. I told you about it yesterday, like how excited I was. But A, it's so hard for me to hear Adam West's voice now and not automatically just think Mayor West. B, his voice, like as much as I love Adam West and I respect him being the OG Batman.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that does not sound like your voice does not match how you look in the animated form. You know what I mean? Like it very clearly, that looks like a nice late 30s, early 40s Batman, and your voice sounds that of a very older gentleman.
I think that's what I like about it. It makes me laugh.
It's hilarious to hear and then watch the trailer try to match it up.
I do like how basic animation is coming back, making its return. Archer is helping out with that a lot. Fans can follow the Bat Signal to their favorite online and retail stores for Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders from Warner Brothers, Home Entertainment, and DC Entertainment when it's released for digital HD on October 11th and Blu-ray on November 1st.
Hell yeah.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
This is a scenario straight out of a sitcom, but it's amazing because it actually happened.
Nice.
A 53-year-old guy named Michael Golem in Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha!
Omaha!
He was putting away some groceries on Tuesday when he saw a batch of brownies that belonged to his adult children who still live at home.
Okay.
And he ate 4 of them.
Okay.
A little while later, he started getting anxious and feeling really strange.
My heart heartbeat is elevated.
Yeah, does anybody else hear my heart beating right now? Super loud. It sounds like the police are at the front door.
Is someone knocking?
Is your dog looking at me? Don't look at me. Do not. Okay, look at me just a little.
Stop looking
eye.
At me.
Open one, close the other.
Wait, you don't have a dog? Hold on.
Something's definitely amiss. So they called 911 because he discovered via his wife, Julie, that he had actually eaten pot brownies and obviously overdosed.
A little bit.
When the cops got there, they found Michael crawling around and calling the family's cat a bitch. What makes it even greater is that in the police report, according to the Omaha World Herald, the officer who wrote the report said he called the family cat the B word. It's like, bro, it's okay to say bitch.
And we don't know.
I mean, I don't encourage it. But it's
turns out it was the dog. Crawling around. That's so funny.
Batting the ball of yarn would get away from me, bitch. It's my yarn. I play with the laser. You don't.
Oh my God, this cat's such a bitch.
Oh, he's eating all the food. Drinking a bottle of water.
So glad you guys are here.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, it's in the kitchen.
Cuff that hog cat. That stupid cat needs to go with you guys right now.
All the collard greens.
That's why I called 911. Sir, you did not. You did not call 911.
I want pig's feet.
Are the paramedics here?
He told the paramedics that he felt like he was, quote, tripping.
I feel like
there's
I'm,
no G on there. They put in a report tripping.
I feel so like I'm tripping.
You'll use slang to describe what he's talking about, but you'll use the B word.
Right.
For the cat.
That's funny.
He refused to go to the hospital. So they checked his vitals, realized he was okay. He's just super high, and helped him into his bed and then headed out. Julie wouldn't tell the cops her kid's name because she didn't want them to get in trouble. But the cops said they weren't going to be charged anyway.
Right. Just pop brownies, lady. Don't worry about it. You have bigger issues here.
Like
at home.
Why you have grown ass kids living at the crib and a husband who's crawling around calling your cat a bitch.
Right? And eating brownies off the counter without even thinking about it.
Not even twice.
Brownies? I don't feel good.
Epic fail. Right out of a sitcom, too. I love it.
Oh, my God. So good. That's a great one.
Speaking of Omaha, Peyton Manning.
Here it is.
Got himself a job this NFL season after all.
What's he doing?
He's roasting the hell out of Rob Lowe for Comedy Central.
Nice.
That's what I was saying. I knew you would like it.
Awesome.
This was a story that had me happy during a commercial break.
Yeah, and David Spade being the host, that's going to be so good. Or the roast master. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
This is going to be money. The ex-quarterback will be on the Comedy Central roast of Peyton's fellow DirecTV pitch man.
This is great.
Which airs on Labor Day.
I can't wait.
I wonder if we'll see creepy Rob Lowe or beathead Rob Lowe. Like,
I'm sure it's going to be brought up.
I would love it. If we saw one of them, David Spade, as I mentioned, is going to be roast master, which is a shame. Jeffrey Ross is the roast master, but David Spade, very funny guy.
Yeah,
I think he'll do well.
Reuniting after Tommy Boy, people are going to enjoy this. And Rob Lowe has got such a great personality. He's still just creepily handsome. It's going to be
fun.
And he
grinds.
Oh, he's a grinder.
Doesn't know how to stop grinding.
I can't wait. Oh, I bet you that app commercial is going to come up.
It's so funny, man.
I met all these guys, and they want to come over.
It's so weird. They just want to watch Grindr with
me. They want to be friends, and they say they want to grind.
Everyone knows people on the Comedy Central roast are, like, the ones who do the actual roasting are just as big of a target as the actual roastees.
Right.
So good luck, Peyton's forehead. Because it's going to be a long night.
And, yeah, and then Rob Lowe gets to get up and rebuttal, so that should be fun.
Do you think anybody, and I know very little about Peyton's off-field personality, but based on his on-field personality, I think he'd be the type of guy that would not allow them to make jokes about the allegations of PED usage.
No, I think he'd be fine with that.
You think?
Yeah, he's got a great personality, especially now that it's been outed as a falsehood. I don't think he'd mind that at all.
Do you think anybody is going to pull a Howard Stern? Remember the assault that and Howard Stern had his guys do the prank call where they were Peyton Manning?
Oh,
do you think
yeah.
anybody's going to do anything similar to that?
No, but that was great. That was really funny.
How those idiot radio personalities did not know they were getting pranked.
Yeah.
Asinine.
Until like 10 minutes later.
They dropped the call three times and yet they kept taking it. Peyton's back. It's like, that's definitely not Peyton, bro.
Especially because he keeps saying more offensive things as it goes on, and he is not that guy.
Eli has a three.
Don't look. You're just so good. Our favorite parts are unquotable, I think, right now.
A little bit. Yeah. FCC would frown upon that. Coming up, we'll do your sleaze also on the way. We got new Fanagram.
Mornings on Alternative 1037 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 1037 KNRQ.
I am feeling it for Shannon Doherty. She's dealing with way too much. Besides cancer, Stephen Blatt filed docs asking for up to four more hours to depose Shannon in her lawsuit against his management firm, in which she accuses Blatt of mismanaging her insurance premiums. Blatt's side already deposed Shannon for 7 hours, the standard time allotted in California, but that can be extended, and Blatt says his motion should be granted since, get this, Shannon's illness hasn't stopped her from partying left and right. This guy has some nerve. He said they're not buying any claims that she's too sick for her cancer treatments to do it. You don't know how she feels at any given moment. According to the docs, Black claims days before and after her first deposition, Shannon posted a social media pic of herself enjoying the nightlife in New York City and Pittsburgh. How dare you!
Or she have a good time.
Oh my God, finding something to smile about.
Man.
Son of a...
Wow.
And she even traveled to Australia for a fan convention. Ooh, so she can't do
nerve.
She can't do anything, even talk about cancer and continue to live the life that she has. Really, guys? Blatt adds she's done plenty of TV interviews, too. Yeah, she's talking about cancer. So sitting a few more hours for questions shouldn't be a big deal. Wow, this guy. Shannon's fired back now, saying it's insulting. That's an understatement. That he insinuates that she's not sick because she's living her life. She thinks the seven-hour grilling was more than enough and says she doesn't owe Blatt any more time. Yeah, no kidding. It's about him mismanaging her insurance premiums. I don't think she needs to be grilled anymore.
Yeah, man.
Dealing with enough. Criminal comments. Most people thought Shamar Moore's cryptic words that he said recently on Karma were all about his ex-co-star and nemesis Thomas Gibson, but Shamar's...
I was going to say, that's the clip I was telling you about yesterday that I did on the night show Tuesday, where he... It sounded like he was taking shots, but he didn't drop his name.
But Shamar's hinting it was aimed at a different Criminal Minds actor, which I knew all along because... This guy stole
tons of money.
$60,000 from his charity. But anyway, right. This is what Shamar said.
A lot of birdies chirping out there. The gossip is real. I hear it. I see it. I'm sure a lot of you do, too. So I'll just say this. I believe in karma. Good things happen to good people, honest people, hardworking people, humble people, people who believe in basic goodness, people who believe in themselves, people who believe in others. Good things will happen to you. It's not always easy, but you got to grind it out and you got to believe in you. Treat people how you expect them to treat you. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your blessings as you should. But just know that you're not better than anybody. We all have our own gifts, so unwrap them bad boys and show them off. But then appreciate other people's gifts. Church is over.
I was actually told to stop unwrapping those bad boys and showing them off. So do I listen to Shamar or the police?
To me, well, in your case, the police.
All right.
However, it's pretty obvious that he's not talking about Thomas Gibson. They didn't get along very well on the set, but the prime suspect, and to me it's obvious, is this Keith Tisdale guy. They were friends and co-stars on Criminal Minds, and he recently was convicted for stealing $60,000 from his charity. He definitely did not deny it was this Keith Tisdale guy. Current feelings on Gibson, he was polite for sure. Still seemed kind of evasive, but really it's about Keith Tisdale for sure. This guy stole a bunch of money.
The only reason I think people were probably jumping on the speculation train that that was aimed at Thomas Gibson was because of the timing of the release of that.
Yes, of course. That's the only reason, because he just got fired from Criminal Minds. It's scarier than I thought. China and Rob Kardashian did a Facebook Live Q&A on Wednesday afternoon to promote their upcoming reality show. And naturally, someone asked which sister they'd trust to watch their newborn. Oh, crap. It has to be one of them. Is that the only choice?
I can't believe somebody actually asked them a decent question.
That's not decent at all. I would hate to... That is a bad idea.
By decent, I meant like, so are y'all really like into each other or are you doing this for money? Hey, Rob, how's it feel to be getting played by Black China?
Yeah,
what's it like having Tyga be your brother-in-law and potential father?
I would much rather those kind of questions. This is stupid. Kylie got the nod, but not only for the infant, China's...
Hold on. You're telling me Black China's ex/baby's father, who's currently... kind of, sort of with Rob's sister.
You're going to have to break that down for people.
I'm getting lost in the mix.
So Tyga has a kid with Amber Rose, correct?
No, China, Black China.
Oh, with China, Black China, who's best friends with Amber Rose,
correct,
who has a kid with Wiz Khalifa.
Correct.
Right. So Kylie...
We've got to get a diagram in here.
We do. Like a Criminal Minds
board. Yes!
Exactly.
With the yarn and the tax?
The yarn and the... Yes, the pictures with the tax. Yeah, we need the tax. We got to have the tax. So China slipped a three-year-old king in the babysitting package deal. It kind of sounds like she's telling Kylie, if you want to keep messing with Tyga, then you're going to have to watch our kid too.
Such a twisted family.
Weird. Another reason to not hit girls. Cat Williams, everybody, officially has a new legal battle on his hands. That's what I would prefer on his hands rather than females. Now that the LA city attorney is charging him now with misdemeanor battery for allegedly punching a woman, because nothing says man like fighting teenagers and women. Cat Williams was arrested at Sportsman's Lodge restaurant in Studio City after a female employee accused him of attacking her. Well, he tells law enforcement that it all started because he felt disrespected with how she was speaking to him. Well, that seems reasonable.
Because she's taller than you, Cat Williams? You felt disrespected?
I felt like I should top the disrespect with the almost ultimate form of disrespect and physically abuse her. When cops arrived, they noticed visible minor injuries on the woman and cuffed him. Cat's heard this before many times, but if convicted, he faces up to 6 months in jail. At this point, that should be mandatory. I don't know how many times that idiot can get away with stupid crap like that, but
that is what I think blows me away the most. And I would love to see Cat Williams make a recovery, get his life together, and get back to winning, because there was a couple year stretch before he started messing around with Suge Knight where he was winning at everything. Then he ends up turning into this completely opposite guy he was, beating up kids.
Right.
Technically getting beaten up by a kid, I should say.
Yes.
And then putting his hands on women. The constant crack possessions, the multiple arrests, the theft from the Target.
It's like
remember when he slapped up the dude at the Target? And then rolled out on a little hover around? Like, Cat, Bunny Mike, bro. What is wrong with you? Get it together. Do what Kaepernick says, Am.
Live your life better. Live better.
I mean, you're so
do
close.
Better at life.
There it is.
Do better at life.
But you forgot the hashtag.
Of course I did. You should. Okay. This guy. I don't even know where to start, but it's Cat Williams.
Right?
It's what he's going to go down for, I guess. Walmart or the Target thing, I totally forgot.
I'll never be able to forget that.
Now I'm picturing him like...
And I believe he actually called him a bitch as he rode away, too.
He would. sold and probably kind of gross. Hugh Hefner's neighbor, Darren Metropolis, who lives next door to the iconic home, the Playboy Bunny Ranch, he just purchased it for $100 million. The home's previous owner, Hugh Hefner, will remain in residence for the rest of his life under the terms of his agreement with Metropolis. Oh, it sounds like this guy's an at-home nurse, too. That's convenient. The Playboy Mansion, which is located on 5 acres of land, had an initial price tag of $200 million, according to the listing. It boasts 29 rooms, including a wine cellar, a home theater, and a catering kitchen. It also has its own zoo license.
What?
Well, that makes sense. There's a lot of bunnies around.
Mm.
And animals in general, I'm sure. Hefner bought
a lot of dogs around here.
Hefner bought the mansion in 1971 and quickly turned it into like ground zero for celebrity frolicking, canoodling, and inventing chlamydia, I guess.
Is that where it got invented?
I think so. I don't know. I'll have to check my notes. Yep. That is,
that is
right.
Where chlamydia was developed. And
that's confirmed.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ. A woman named Toya Graham went viral. We actually talked about this back in April of last year when she caught her 16-year-old son, Michael, participating in the riots in Baltimore.
Oh, right.
And someone took that amazing video of her smacking him around and dragging him out of there.
Like, by the ear.
I taught you better than this with that.
Yeah.
Like, what
are you doing?
Mom of the year, I believe, is what we called her.
Uh-huh.
Well, that kid just will not stop causing this poor woman grief.
Oh, no.
Because now he accidentally set their house on fire.
What?
Apparently, Michael was frying some chicken tenders on Saturday, and he stepped out to use the bathroom. When he got back, the pan was on fire, and he threw water on it, which, of course, makes a grease fire worse. So he got out of there and called 911. Nobody was hurt, but the kitchen absolutely destroyed. Toya has five kids besides Michael, and they're all at a hotel right now trying to figure things out.
Good thing they're okay.
They also do not have renter's insurance, and they're not sure whether their landlord is going to let them back into their house once the kitchen's actually fixed and repaired.
I wonder what she did to him after that.
Man.
Whew.
Toya just keeps on showing Michael that eternal patience that you only get from your mama, though.
Mm-hmm.
She said, quote, I'm upset with my son, yes, but he's alive. At the end of the day, I want him to know that I'm glad it wasn't worse.
True story.
Man, well, this lady is truly, like, the definition of what a mom is.
Absolutely. And in this case, at least he didn't mean to.
Yeah. So that's a bit of good news. But, man, that's crazy. Kitchen burnt down. She's like, damn it, Michael.
What? I need chicken tenders. Like, bad, Mom.
Mom, come on. I'm trying to eat. Can I live? Barely. Michael?
Barely.
Barely.
To answer your question, not really.
An American swimmer, M, was allegedly caught on video breaking down a bathroom door at a gas station and fighting with a security guard in Brazil, according to a brand new report from ABC News.
Really?
The video is part of the investigation into Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. swimmers who claim they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning. But the source is from the police, claims the gas station fight was completely captured on surveillance video.
See, and we were talking about this morning, and we said there's something happened. We don't know what, but it's something that he would rather say he was some cop, you know.
He'd like rather make something up.
Yeah, some guy in a costume, and then, you know, all these three different stories come out, and they'd rather try to do that than tell us what really happened, which made me think maybe they got a prostitute and he got his wallet stolen, but they didn't want to talk about that. This makes sense, which is also why the gas station was in one of the stories.
Yeah.
He was probably like, shh, they've got cameras.
It's not clear in the video which swimmer was actually doing the fighting. Local reports in Brazil, though, say the swimmer was going berserk in the bathroom. And by swimmer, we're talking about Ryan Lochte. And the security guard who worked for the gas station confronted him. And that's when the two began fighting.
How did they not realize that the gas station guy might step forward?
To be honest, I'm not sure. To me, this all very much seems like he was under the influence of something and does not truly remember what happened that night.
Maybe
bits and pieces here and there. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah, and he could have said, I got robbed at the gas station and I don't have my wallet anymore and there was a scuffle.
Well, a source connected with one of the swimmers tells TMZ the scenario described in local Brazilian reports, which is what ABC News is now reporting, is, quote, absolutely accurate.
Wow.
So it sounds like Ryan Lochte and his boys did, in fact, fabricate this entire scenario.
Because he didn't want to tell them what really happened.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't just to get attention, because that's stupid.
Yeah, that seems such a far-fetched conspiracy theory.
Real dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we cracked this code pretty good. Something did happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was not what was originally reported.
I was kind of hoping it was the prostitute thing.
That would have been a lot more fun to play with.
Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe.
Oh, Ryan Lochte wants to go for a dive into some ladies.
No. And doesn't know where his wallet is, apparently.
Well.
Really trust prostitutes, you know. Super, super awesome.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
For the kids, Amy Lee, the singer of the multi-platinum band Evanescence, is showing her gentler side with her first children's album, Dream Too Much, the 12-song LP to be released as an Amazon Music exclusive on September 30th, brings you Sesame Street classic Rubber Ducky, The Beatles' Hello Goodbye, and R&B standard Goodnight My Love. With inspiration from her two-year-old son, Jack, the album started as a studio time present to her father. He's the guitar player and one-time gong show champion who always played music in the Lee home, and that's kind of where she got that. Dream Too Much is available for pre-order now for you parents.
Never stop dream. What was the Lonely Island Boys movie? Never stop.
Damn it. Look that up. I have
never,
to know.
Never pop. Never stop popping or never. Lonely Island Boys movie.
Yeah. Never stop. Never stopping. I think
that's what it is.
Look it up.
It's like that. It reminds me of that one book that Brian Griffin wrote on Family Guy. Pop Star. Never stop. Never stopping.
There it is. I still need to see that. Sammy Hagar is apparently back in peace-loving mode. He was on Oprah Where Are They Now this Saturday, and in a promo clip, he says he just wants to be friends with Van Halen. quote, the whole Van Halen issue, I really put that behind me and I'm proud of what we did. So I've decided forgive and forget. I ain't asking to be back in the band and do all that again. That's work. I don't want to do that. No, no, no. I just want to be friends. I want to say I'm sorry of anything I said bad about you. Well, that's good for, well, fans for sure that have wanted that to end. But that's nice of him to extend that olive branch. We'll see what happens. Nick Jonas was bummed when the VMAs snubbed him this year. And that's what he feels like anyway. And he tweeted his disappointment. But apparently, there's no bad blood on either side because he's agreed to perform at this year's show. They're like, oh, look, Nick Jonas is upset. Let's call him. Hey, dude, do you want to perform? We were gonna ask you before all this. We were going to ask you like 2 weeks ago, but someone dropped the ball.
I'm not even going to lie. If he did not catch a nod, that's pretty offensive because I don't really mess with Top 40, but I even dig that Cake Body Ocean record that he's got out right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Check that out. It's clean if you want to pull it up. It's
the fact that
dance.
You even are aware of that is impressive to me.
Yeah. Mm. It's a dope record, man. It's just like... It's got a good vibe for summertime, man.
What do you think about Nick Jonas performing with Ty Dolla $ign, as he calls himself?
Does not bother.
Does that seem weird, or is that something
that... It doesn't bother
that...
me.
Well, I didn't think it would bother you, but do you think that's a weird
I don't know how it fits.
Okay, well, he's performing Bacon with Ty Dolla $ign.
I wonder if they actually performed that record together on the album, maybe. That's why they're doing it. But sometimes the VMAs do like to do those... mashup things.
Or they had no place for Nick Jonas because they didn't plan on inviting him, and so they said, hey, Ty, Mr. Dolla $ign, what do you think about Nick Jonas being on stage? He's probably like, all right.
Okay, Nick Jonas has got a solo record called Bacon that came out in June with Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, there it is.
Isn't he a member of Dance, though? I thought he was the one that was like the lead singer at Dance. I thought that was his new group after the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
I'd be pissed if he ain't even a part of this.
You know a lot more about...
No, it's his brother Joe.
Wow.
Damn it.
You do that all the time.
Joe.
Get those Jonas Brothers mixed up.
What, man?
But I give you a lot of credit.
They look alike.
For being such a fan. The show is happening on Sunday, August 28th. And now, what?
To be fair, one of them was with Tove Lo. Another one was with...
Oh, yeah.
Halsey. Another one was with Demi Lovato.
It's one of those compilation discs.
So it's like, look, man, y'all have a very high level of ladies that y'all deal with, and I respect that.
Speaking of high, and
are
now your moment with Tom DeLonge and his thoughts.
Mm. Let me get my reefer stick.
Former Blink-182 member and current alien hunter Tom DeLonge has opened
because
up...
aliens.
About... That's his answer for everything.
Georgie, you're so close.
Okay, so he opened up about his feelings on the true meaning of punk rock in a new documentary snippet. The comments came as part of the Ernie Ball Guitar Strings In Pursuit of Tone mini docuseries. He says punk rock exists in a form where kids can adopt it, become unique, become individuals, and celebrate the fact that they're outcasts. The more of an outcast you become, the better you feel about yourself. You use it in the wrong way when you try to judge other people for not being something. This is where it gets kind of funny. He also spoke on being part of the series, noting, quote, I never imagined I'd be comfortable doing something so focused on me, but the timing of the opportunity seemed right, and those I'm close to both personally and professionally that know me and care about me, my story, they were very encouraging. I'm really humbled and honored with the result. Dude, you're not in Blink-182 because it wasn't all about you.
It's kind of the message that they were trying to deliver to you.
I'm so embarrassed that this is all about me.
He can communicate with aliens, but not Mark Hoppus and or Travis Barker.
I'm sorry, you guys wanted to record when? Nah, I'm not doing that.
I'm good. Can't do that.
Want me to do what? Nah, I'm not going to do
straight.
That.
I got things to do.
Forget about that. And that's your music note.
So Is it?
Did
you hear about NKOTB?
No. New Kids on the Block.
Yes, you love them.
If I brought this up, you would be like, oh my God, who cares?
No.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't.
You did that to me before.
No. Yes. Find me the audio on that. I love NKOTB.
I swear to God, the boy band 90s, the whole tour thing. You crapped all over that.
Well, that's because they weren't by themselves. They had a bunch of other terrible bands with them. Or not bands, because
they
required
the
to play
guys.
Instruments. But
yeah, well, whatever.
Anyway, be that as it may, I am a fan of New Kids on the Block. I grew up with them.
That's why
the
you're interrupting
show.
My music news?
Yes, because they apparently have just filmed an episode of Fuller House Season 2. The entire band.
I should apologize right now. I did not realize it was breaking news that was so detrimental to our health. That is phenomenal.
I feel a lot better knowing this, don't you?
I do, too. I'm not being sarcastic.
I feel like you are.
I am so excited about that right now.
The words on your face don't match the look on it.
I just kind of peed a little. Like, I'm really excited.
That's because you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's your music news on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
I'm Rock and that's Emma.
Good morning.
Coming up, we got your last check on news and sports. Also, we'll do the final countdown right now. We've got a dumbass of the deck.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Hey, woman in Lincoln, Nebraska told cops that she saw a guy in a white Mazda pleasuring himself outside a gas station last Wednesday.
Gross.
They were not able to catch him.
Lucky her. I don't know.
I don't know how to feel about this right now.
Okay.
Well, then another woman called 911 around 6:45 in the morning on Monday and reported the same thing outside a convenience store.
So this is his thing.
I guess.
Okay.
Well, they didn't catch him that time either. But she told the officers what he looked like and got his license plate number.
She was looking a little too closely.
He said, ma'am, I thought I asked you not to look at me. You're looking way too much right now.
Ma'am, when you're describing someone to the police artist, you got to focus more on the face and not the middle area. We don't need that. That's not going to help us.
They ran his license plate number and found out that the car belonged to a 21-year-old guy named Nathan Grimes, who fit the description, and his last name is kind of grimy.
And he can't do that at home?
Well, he probably could, but
he lives with his parents.
It's no fun when nobody can watch it.
No. Or you're in your mom's basement.
They went to his house to ask him about it, and he claimed the whole thing was just a big misunderstanding. Him?
Oh, really? What was he doing?
He was in the car outside the convenience store that morning because he was mixing a protein shake.
Oh, quite vigorously.
Yeah, like in one of those shaker bottles, Em.
Yeah,
like the shake weight.
I'm just trying to get to that. Thank you. Just like the shake weights.
Apparently, he claimed the woman who saw him last Wednesday made the same mistake.
Oh, was it shake weights that time, or was it another protein shake?
It was a protein shake that time, too.
So this is the routine. He goes there, and he makes his protein shake right there in the parking lot.
Got to. You got to get that protein out. I mean, in.
There it is. There it is. I was just going to say, because I feel like the protein's going the wrong way.
This is like the beer delivery driver all over again.
Trying to make a protein shake. Sir, is that what you call it? Because that's disgusting.
It's a bit extreme.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Could be.
He's a creepy little 21-year-old.
Yeah, man, it's so nasty.
He's like, see what I did there, cops? They're like, I wish I didn't. But yes, I do.
I do. It's in the report now.
I wrote it down.
Sport? He's facing two charges for indecent exposure. And I don't want to sound judgy, even though we know I kind of am.
Well, that was a good preference to you being judgy.
You know,
go ahead.
All due respect. Yeah. He looks like the type of guy that's mixing protein shakes outside of convenience stores.
Does he?
A little bit.
Do you have him pulled up there?
I do, but you don't need to come over here and see that.
I think I'm picturing too much already. Yeah.
I don't think your eyes need to see this face.
You're a good friend.
I do what I can, man.
Mm-hmm. Why is it you?
No, it's not me.
Don't look. You don't have to look at the picture. Just hear the story, Emma.
I'm like old ladies that shop at Forever 21. I stopped being 21 long ago. This gentleman is 21.
Keep going.
So that is not I. But.
Is he going to Forever 21 next? What does that mean?
is he making protein shakes? I was just referencing he's 21 and I'm not. I'm trying to put this on me. And I'm not 21.
I don't know if you're telling the real story. I don't think 21 is where I'm hung up.
Is that right?
I'm not like, wait, he did say 21. That can't be him at all.
Not at all.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
This could possibly make your most regrettable drunk hookup look way better, Em.
Go ahead.
A 35-year-old guy named Michael Henson from Dayton, Ohio, was very drunk on Tuesday evening. And as he stumbled down the street.
Busy Tuesday evening, huh?
He apparently got turned on.
Uh-oh.
He got turned on by a big red van.
Big red van.
So he dropped his pants and tried to have sex with it.
Well, big red vans can be sexy.
But he didn't try to fornicate with the tailpipe.
No, not this time, huh?
He was in the front of the van and trying to jam his materials into the slots in the grill of said van.
Oil change.
So one at a time, player working with a monster. Are you?
I don't think is what they mean by check your fluids. I don't think this is what
Get your dipstick out of my grill, bro.
If it is, I definitely don't want to see what they're doing when I bring my Jeep in.
Someone saw him and called the cops. When they got there, Michael was passed out on somebody's lawn. So they woke him up and arrested him for public indecency.
How do they know he was passed out? Maybe he liked the grass, too.
Well, he had to have finished because there is a look of nirvana on his face in his mugshot. He clearly achieved the goal, Em.
Apparently, it was good for him, too.
So good. He was like, I need a cigarette. You need one, Van? No, you good? All right. I'm just sit here and lay on the lawn. Think about what I did.
You're smoking enough. Well, I guess that's gas. But still, it's a beautiful thing.
So magical.
So much in common right now.
Was I the best? Am I the biggest?
Am I the best? Yeah.
Am I the biggest?
It's a great pullback.
I mean, you can let me know.
I mean,
be
right?
Be honest.
Huge, right?
I'm a monster, right?
I hear that all the time.
Ladies can't stop telling me about it.
The van's confused. Just like, what's happening?
Let's do sports, please. This is getting creepy.
What are you talking about? Fantastic. Like, it wasn't creepy enough, the whole, like, the intro to this. Just the headline with this guy.
We picked up 9 more medals at the Olympics yesterday, including 2 golds. So we're now leading the overall medal count with 93, almost to the centennial mark.
Nice.
The gold medal count stands alone with 30. You got the U.S. having 30 gold, 32 silver, and 31 bronze going into today's games. China's got 54 medals, still in second place, 19 gold, 15 silver, 20 bronze. Great Britain, 50 medals, third place, 19 gold, 19 silver, 12 bronze. Russia,
woo!
They're 41 medals deep in this thing, 12 gold, 14 silver, and 15 bronze. And Japan, still in fifth place with 33 medals. They've got 10 gold, 5 silver, 18 bronze. Our first gold was in the women's long jump. Tiana Bartoletto won. And then Brittany Reese took silver. Then we swept the women's 100-meter hurdles, which was awesome.
Nice.
Brianna Rollins won gold. Nia Ali took silver. And Christy Castellan took the bronze. So that was... And it's super dope pictures of them celebrating yesterday. Just seeing 3 African-American women representing Team USA in the same competition. 1, 2, 3.
That's awesome.
America.
Hat trick.
Yeah,
awesome.
Man. It was dope. We also picked up a silver medal in equestrian show jumping.
Duh.
Riveting.
We're so good at that.
Another silver in the 3,000-meter men's steeplechase and a bronze in the women's 200-meter final. I always thought the steeplechase was somebody chasing after a church steeple. Apparently, that is not it.
It's really? Did you look it up? Are you sure?
I had to. I confirmed it is not it.
Well, that's weird.
Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross won the bronze in women's beach volleyball, which was a little disappointing since Kerry was hoping to win her 4th straight gold in it. She blamed herself, though, not her partner, and the bronze still makes her the most decorated Olympic beach volleyball player ever. Misty May Treanor was her partner when they won the gold back in 04, 08, and 2012, respectively. More Olympic action continues today.
You're listening to Rockin' Emma. We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rockin' Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Are you guys having a good day today?
Is that right?
It's gorgeous outside. I was trying to figure out how not to come in here and talk to you.
Well, you didn't figure it out, I guess.
No.
100 degrees today.
I had a meeting earlier today, so I had to make sure I was here.
Well,
yeah, it actually went from 100 being the forecasted high to 101 today, and it went from tomorrow's forecasted high being 105 to 106. And Saturday went from 99 to 101.
You know, we're doing slumber party here at the station tomorrow night.
Is that right?
Slumber party, yeah.
Is that the Aloha slumber party day?
It's Friday. Since it's going to be so hot, you know, we're just going to do slumber party here. It's going to be a work day all day.
Nice, okay.
And we're going to have barbecue and porn. in the conference room.
Another barbecue and porn
barbecue
party.
Barbecue and porn night.
Sweet.
It's going to be fun.
All right. Is that the next? It's the follow up to the Chill and Grill. Is that coming up next?
The barbecue and porn. No. Yeah.
No. What we do is we give them the barbecue that we had for the barbecue and porn night. That's the real Chill and Grill prize.
Yeah. But do you know the barbecue really takes a backseat to the porn.
It does.
It does. It just, you know.
It seems to be the popular get down the hall.
So we're gonna all pile into the only room in the building that has a TV, which is the small conference room out there.
And AC.
And AC, you're right, and AC.
We're all just going to make protein shakes.
We're all just going to have protein shakes.
Gross. No, we're not going to have them. We're going to make them.
That got gross, dude, real fast.
Real fast.
I didn't say anything about touching yourself during the porn.
I said
we
don't want to know how you
barbecue
do it.
And porn.
Right? We don't know what you mean by barbecue. So
I thought that was coded
regular barbecue.
We're just trying to keep it clean.
I thought he
was
trying to make a sausage reference.
We should probably
move
on
again.
From this,
you know,
because that went bad real
this
fast.
This happens every time, Al.
But speaking of barbecue, I went to a barbecue place the other day.
Okay.
And when you go to a barbecue place, and it was a barbecue shack, you know, on the side of the road, but a well-established one, you know, they've got power and everything like that. It wasn't a roll-up trailer. And it's been there for a while. And I went there, and you figured they have everything on the menu, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no.
They were out
no.
of pancake batter?
No, they were out.
Not this time.
Dude, shut up.
I know. You take polls from.
No.
Now we got to do the backstory.
No. Now they. I roll up there, and I wanted baby back ribs. I wanted some ribs,
back,
right?
Baby back.
And
they go,
they would be
no,
there?
Those take 24 hours.
I went, what?
What? So the only thing they had was like a half rack of some dried up ribs.
Because they have to go kill a cow for the next round?
And then apparently dry the meat, cure it.
This was not late in the day. So I, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, if the only thing you guys have is like pulled pork and a few of these dried up baby back ribs, then forget you, I'm not coming back here again.
It's more like a cafeteria, less like a barbecue place.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And this was like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's not like I was coming in towards the end of the day when they were getting ready to close.
You would think they would be fully prepared with the baby back ribs. I would assume that that's a popular menu item.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions upon that place, but I mean, I'm not going back there.
Fine, I'll take some corn on the cob. Yeah, we're out of that too.
Yeah, right.
That takes an hour.
Got to come back next harvest.
Can I get a large slaw? All we have is a small slaw, sir.
That's it. Sorry, we got to cut you off on that.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's tough.
Right?
Yeah, you would think, I would assume that they would have that.
So I got to find a new barbecue spot. I mean, my favorite place, Papa Soul Food.
Oh, yeah.
But I think at this time, that block party was going on, and it was just super hard to get down there and get barbecue at Papa Soul Food.
That would be impossible, because it's not a very big place either.
Do you have a barbecue joint that you like?
Rio's Ribs, but it's been closed for a minute.
Okay, well, then don't give me that one.
I haven't gone to a barbecue spot in a long time.
Okay, yeah, well, hey, Rio's Ribs, where's that? Oh, that's just not even open anymore.
Rio's Ribs.
So you don't have a favorite?
Not so currently, no.
The answer's no.
No.
Do you have a barbecue rib? Do you have a barbecue spot?
My crib.
All right.
Hole in the wall. I love hole in the wall.
Okay, hole in the wall is good. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's oftentimes a little far away from where I am, but so hole in the wall is pretty consistently good, too. So
good.
Yeah, and they have all the menu items.
They do.
As well.
Yeah, you can order from the menu and then they'll bring it to you. It's crazy.
I still like Papa Soul Food for barbecue.
Yeah, definitely. Their pulled pork's amazing.
They do it all good there
at
Papa Soul Food. They got the thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
They got fire-ass greens over there.
They do. They got the kale. They got the okra. They got grits over there. Yeah, they got the real deal.
It's legit soul food, not just one of those places that uses the term soul food, hoping to drudge up some hipster business.
No, you're right. That's that's legit. Papa Soul was legit soul food, that's for sure. So, are you guys watching Olympics still?
No.
No.
I haven't seen it since the, I watched the gymnastics and the swimming.
I watched that S show for an opening ceremony, and that was it.
I love Usain Bolt.
Did you watch the Japanese pole vaulter?
Oh, no. Should we look this up?
Here's the thing. The Japanese pole vaulter, I don't know his name.
You were talking about him yesterday.
No.
This is new. Judo guy that got beat up.
The judo guy that got beat up by evidently a girl now.
That's great.
But it turns out the swimmer might not have gotten robbed at all. It's something made up.
Yeah.
Because they saw this guy with his friends walking through the lobby of the Olympic Village at like 3 hours after they got robbed. They all had their watches on. They all had their cell phones. They looked fine. They didn't report it to anybody there at Olympic Security. So they're not sure that happened.
There's actually an update on that, too, that I want to get to you. But
let's get to the update now before we get to the pole vaulter, because this is going to take some time.
So even CNN is now confirming as breaking news that Ryan Lochte and gang, and I'm using that term as a gang, because they apparently wreaked havoc on this gas station, vandalized the hell out of it, destroyed it, got into a fight with one of the guys who was trying to stop them from vandalizing.
Okay.
And that's where the wallet, like, during the scuffle, the wallet probably fell out. And they're just getting out of there and made up the entire scenario to try to save face.
And before that came out this morning, we were talking about what else it could be, because it's got to be something that's worse than his story about getting held up. So I thought maybe they dabbled with ladies of the night, maybe, and someone took his wallet and they didn't want to say what they were doing.
Right, right.
I felt pretty good about that until I figured out what
According to the official report from CNN, and they got their report from a Brazilian newspaper named O Globo, they've confirmed it with them. They said that Ryan Lochte and friends threw stones at the business, tore signs off the business, urinated in the street.
Wow.
Like I was telling Em earlier when we first started getting little inklings of this, I was like, I bet you he was just either under the influence of some kind of drug or wicked wasted and just super blackout drunk and didn't realize what he was doing.
Wow. Well, that's discouraging one way or the other.
Yeah, man. So you handle yourself.
Yeah, I looked this up.
Of course you did. So the Japanese pole vaulter, what is his name?
Something that I probably will butcher.
He's getting ready to go over the pole vault, right? Yeah. He was over the pole vault.
There it is.
And his penis gets in the way of the pole vault.
Wrecked.
And his penis was sticking out so much that it hit the pole vault pole and knocked
it
off.
Slow-mo it.
They slow-mo
it. Did they replay it on the Olympics?
Of course they did.
Over and over again. Oh.
Not over and over again, but you can see his unit catch the pole.
Yeah. How uncomfortable is that for you guys to watch?
Well, I mean,
like, it's physically uncomfortable.
It's pretty uncomfortable, but it's also like, it's one of those things that's like, okay, wait a minute, dude. You know, there's things that you can wear that keep your junk confined.
Like a cup?
Well, not a cup or something that keeps it confined, because he's not in a contact sport, so you don't need a cup.
But at least a jock strap.
Something to keep it confined so it's not flopping around, because that's one of the worst things when you're doing physical activities to have it flop around and become, you know, torn or whatever. So you want
it,
if you're doing physical activity, it's always been one of those things. You strap it down somehow. You wear a jock strap. You keep it confined.
And he made it to the Olympics, which tells me that can't be the first time that happened.
So, but evidently, everyone is just going crazy over this new Japanese pole vaulter just because his penis got in the way of the pole.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Good thing he didn't grab the wrong pole. That would have been really embarrassing.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, this may have happened back in the day, but we have so many camera angles on all this stuff now that we're able to catch everything that happens. Hey. And we just happen to catch this poor guy going over the ball. He thinks he's going to make it. He's going to make it. Oh, his penis gets in the way.
You know, that's a one up on people who win gold. In fact, in terms of picking up chicks, he could be like, well, I almost got the gold, but my got in the way because it's so huge.
I would have won the gold, my penis.
You know, got caught up.
Huge,
Working
with a monster.
Not talking about knocking a pole off, you know what I mean? It's
I didn't need the gold after that. Wow.
So, you know, he failed. But also, at the same time, now all the girls are gaga over this guy because
there it
of his
pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying
guess.
There?
Yep.
All right.
Picking
That's
up what
hilarious.
You're putting down.
Yeah. So,
I did not see
you know,
that.
I'm just going to get ready for the show here. I know you guys have a lot to do. We're going to talk about some cool stuff coming up.
Sweet.
We have an amazing deal coming our way for the upcoming Prophets of Rage AWOL Nation show, which is September the 11th up in Ridgefield, up at the Sunlight Supply Amphitheater.
It's going to be huge.
We have an amazing contest, an amazing prize.
Chance, yes. Yay.
It's going to be so cool.
Big deal.
And we will, I think we will start that on Monday probably. Yeah,
sweet.
So, but we got to get this together. So I'm gonna still need to talk to you guys after the show. We'll get that together. It'll be fun.
Okay.
All right. I'm excited. Got Beefcake getting ready to roll in here. What's on the music selection for today? No, you told us yesterday. Kenny Loggins.
It's
was today.
It's the Caddyshack soundtrack.
It's Kenny Loggins. So we'll do, you know, we'll do Caddyshack, Footloose.
All right.
All
nice.
That stuff.
Okay.
Top Gun.
Dynamite.
Best
of. That's
Top
good.
Gun. Best of. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Beefcake's got the 90s at noon for lunch. I'll get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield and me. And then we'll talk to you
zone.
Tomorrow morning.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show.
Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother...
Mornings. On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.